We can start recording?
I'm not ready for this ghetto ass song, but okay.
Hey.
Bitch, get out of here. I'm not singing along with you.
You don't have to sing along with it.
I don't fuck with him. What?
Hey. And you know what's crazy?
What?
This is why I decided to play Kodak Black today, because...
No,
bitch.
We don't support Kodak Black.
Well, I do.
I'm gonna tell you why.
I do.
As a feminist, do you see what my shirt says? Read it to me.
Girl power.
Don't fuck with him.
He's not here for women. I didn't know that.
There's like mad claims about.
It's so crazy because I played it because I'm so excited. He's only getting like 30 days in jail apparently. Instead of
the
whole
year. So you can have some new ratchet ass music. And he can rape another bitch. No.
Oh my god, Lockjaw, bro. You were definitely jamming that song.
It's
with
not
me
his
getting
song,
ready.
Bitch. Don't.
Getting ready is right. The whole point.
You know,
so I guess before we cancel the show again, we have a guest.
We do, but guys, I want to welcome you guys to another episode of Horrible Decisions. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's been great. This is your girl Mandy B.
And I'm Weezy, what the fuck?
And of course, we have a wonderful guest with us today, and we're going to talk about some fucking horrible shit. But I want to go ahead and introduce our guest. We have Miss Gooding. And can you go ahead and tell our listeners who you are, what you do?
Hey guys, it's your girl Miss Gooding.
I feel like I'm on a fucking party line right now.
Yes, I like that you're on the party line. This is definitely the party line tonight.
Oh my god, I love your voice. We keep cracking up.
But
you have such a phone sex operator voice. It's ridiculous.
I don't know if it's because your tits are out.
Fucked up part is I've been hearing that I have a girl six voice since I was 11 years old. So then I had to go I had to go sneak and watch that movie.
Like you sound like a hoe. So I'm just going to put that out there.
Thank you very much.
I like the stories you were saying on the way here. Like,
she's a hoe.
Yeah.
Now
oh,
I hear
great,
it. Loud
great.
And clear. I don't know if it's because I'm wearing headphones or if y'all can hear it, but Jesus fucking Christ, you sound like you've sucked some dick in your life.
So while you sound like you probably have sex for a living, you do not.
I do
so
not.
So can you share with our...
I barely have sex.
Can you share with our listeners exactly what you do?
So my name is Miss Gooding, aka Alicia, and I own a talent management, marketing, and PR firm by the name of Code.
Right.
I represent some of the hottest new indie talent as well as known talent that's in the music and entertainment industry right now.
Cool, like who?
Well, I do management and PR for Erica Mena.
She's hot.
I work with Casanova 2x.
Nice.
Who's on tour right now with Chris Brown.
Right. Okay.
Don't run. Fuck boy, don't run.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Yeah. Sing a fucking song.
I know Chris Brown.
I handled like the whole rollout for A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Cool.
And I have like a ton of other artists and personalities that we work with. We manage Darnell Nicole from E! Network's Wags. We just picked up Jasmine Good for management. She's on The Bachelor.
That's so
we
cool.
have
wow.
Yeah, we just have all different types of person. We work with Stolly. We just have a ton.
How
of
old are you?
I am.
That is so rude. What the fuck?
Honestly,
it
like,
is so rude.
Because you look really
cringe.
Young, and so you
yeah,
do,
no,
you,
for
I
you
mean,
to be doing so,
so
much. Absolutely.
The business owner, I'm just curious.
I'm 29 years old.
That's
I'm stepping into my 30s this year.
Yes, wow. Yeah. The dirty 30.
The dirty
damn, 30. It's so rude. I'm going to ask her if she's ever had anal in like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. You're right. So,
I feel like, you know.
I guess it's okay.
Hey, how old are you? Have
age?
You gotten fucked in the ass? Which one is going to be a little more of the problem here?
Right. Oh, shit. Okay, well, what we like to do, I'll go ahead and bring you into Horrible Decisions. What we like to do every week is a kink of the week. And the kink of the week, I know that you have some stories for us. So the kink of the week, I'm going to read what it is. Actually, I'll say what it is first. Podophilia. This is the word because when I told Weezy, that sounds pretty basic, she wanted a cuter word for it. So it's actually podophilia.
I mean, I kept wanting
she
to
she wanted
say
the Caucasian name.
I did.
That is exactly what she wanted.
I do.
And so podophilia, people, is actually this sexual interest in feet. In most common form
yes,
of
feet.
Sexual fetishism for otherwise non-sexual objects or body parts. And it is more prevalent in men than women.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'm not going to lie. This is something to where, listen, I will lick an ass before I suck on
I
toes.
Think it's because men have hair on their feet.
Bro.
Men have hair on their ass, too.
They and sure they do. So yeah, what is true. The difference?
Maybe because they're, I don't know.
Have you ever had a guy,
nope.
No? You've never had a guy suck your toes?
Oh, I thought you were going to say have I.
Oh, no. Have you ever had a guy suck your toes?
Yeah, but like I just...
Oh, yeah.
I think we were talking about this with B. Simone and I was just like... Mm.
Yeah, no. I was ready to like kick
I don't know.
Him in the face. Like,
I, yeah.
I get
really
what
uncomfortable.
I was
like,
telling
I'm
her
like,
the first time a guy ever sucked my toes, it was like... He snuck to do it. Like he was
how
like
do you,
a
wait, how do you snuck a
rapist. Like, I thought we were meeting about his artist, right? He was like, come meet with me. Like, we could chill, smoke a blunt. No, whatever.
Wait, it went from smoking a blunt to sucking your toes?
Because the thing is, like, I already knew him. So I like...
It's got the same girth.
Usually I'll have, like, the first meeting. I was like, I usually have my first meeting, like, in an open place, dinner, whatever. But I was like, I'll come to your house. We could smoke, watch Narcos.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I wasn't paying attention for a second, but your first meeting...
Yeah, like he's like he wanted to talk about the artist. So I was like, he's like pulling on me at my house.
Are you expensive?
Yeah, right. I am.
Okay.
Right.
Well, some people feel like I'm expensive, but really I'm under market standard for my services.
For your industry, yeah.
Like for PR, we usually charge anywhere from between $3,500 to $6,000 a month.
Ooh, I sucked your feet for
that. Major PR firms usually charge like $15,000 to $20,000.
He was trying to get that discount.
We are trying to get this podcast
he
up
was
and
trying to get that discount. Listen. So this is, and I definitely wanted to bring this up as the kink of the week because you mentioned something about, so do you have guys in your phone or do you talk to guys who have this foot fetish and how does that go? How does that happen?
So I have like a solid like 3-4 guys that are like obsessed with my feet.
Can I see your feet?
Yeah, we totally need to see the feet. Take them out of the booth.
I was just about to get a fresh pedicure.
I just want to see these toes.
I feel like it's more about the art. She's taking her boots off right now.
I see her arch.
And it's definitely the hooker boots that her voice made it sound like.
Oh, no. Her feet are cute. These are definitely foot. Look at that. You have really nice feet.
They
you
do.
Guys, she
you know
really
what?
Nice cute toes.
I feel like we need to show somebody this.
No.
I'm just going to record this so we can put this on our page and you could see her feet.
Hold on.
You
let
guys
me see.
Look at my feet.
No.
They are really good feet.
They super
And
hard.
I'm going to be this honest. I feet. Talk shit about girls that still have like pink and white going on, but they work
but
for you.
You know
they
what? I have a guy. One of my like main guys, like he loves French. So then I just been like a French whore for the past
have you?
Year.
Well, I want to know.
I thought you were a New Jersey whore.
Do they pay to get your nails done? Do they pay you?
Okay. Like, so what? One, I didn't even know this was a thing, right? Let me tell you how this started.
Okay.
First off, I remember this is before like my business started doing really well. I had a best friend, you know, she was a Caucasian. They're into like, you know,
WPS.
They introduce WPS. You to other different things. So she was like, let's go get our feet done. I'm like, girl, I just told you I'm broke. You know, I've been doing these pedicures myself, girl. I'm looking it up. She's like, no, I got something that took care of it. They already made the appointment. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I go and get my feet done. And
she said someone already has paid it. So it's
yes,
paid.
It was okay. Already prepaid. So I'm going, no. I'm going to pick out my color. And she's like, no, you can't get that one. You have to get hot pink or something. So wait. I was just like, okay. I thought we were like twinning. I didn't know what was going on. So we get back to the house. We're living together.
Don't tell me she made you take pictures.
And then she was like, so she starts doing this weird shit with her feet. She's all on the bed doing different angles. She was like, okay, now let me do you. And I was like, what is going on? She was like, no, I have this guy. He has a foot fetish and he like pays me to get my feet done. And he tells me that, you know, what color to get. And I told him I had a friend that had nice feet. I, you know, we're friends. I already told you I had nice feet.
You,
you know, and right. I was like, so wait. And then I asked her how much he gave her. I'm like, wait, so you making money off my feet? You need to introduce me to him. So this is the first guy, right? This dude, I've never even met him before. Like he works out of Brazil.
Wow.
He's totally hot, married. He's just into feet. So then coincidentally, super this same weird. Girl introduces me to this guy. He's like out of like the DC, Maryland area.
Uh-huh.
And like he takes us out to dinner. We go to the spas with him. And one day he just texts me.
Anything to get your socks off.
Exactly. Well, the first thing I realized is when we're in the sauna, I was like, why is he massaging my feet and he's her friend? And then I was feeling like weird until I saw him going around the group and massaging every girl's feet.
This is so weird. How many women were in the...
It was six of us. It was five girls and just him.
This is crazy. So something else
Why
that
I kind of up for this.
Well, something that I kind of happened to stumble across when I was looking this up is footfetishpartner.com. It is kind of like a Tinder/match.com for foot fetish enthusiasts.
How many people are actively using the site?
Oh, I can't see that. Let me see.
Because you know at the top it'll say like 10 million users or 1 million. Like.
Yeah, no, it actually, so it says, welcome to Foot Fetish Partner. It is an exclusive community dating site giving foot fetish lovers and enthusiasts the opportunity to find like-minded partners for casual meetings, dating, or webcam fun.
Mm.
With a membership in our community, you will get access to thousands of men and women with a foot fetish, and they are looking for someone to share it with.
You know you're on it.
Listen, some are looking for a casual sex partner, while others want someone who can be their foot slave every day of the week.
Yes, foot slave.
Oh my God.
How much do they get?
Like, now, and we talk about, like, I deal with really tall guys who are into sports, and their feet are the worst type
big
of feet.
Big and nasty.
Big and like size fit. They're really gross feet.
I'm trying to refrain from the fucking joke I want to make right
go
now.
Ahead. Go ahead and make the joke. Not. Go ahead. I'm allowing the joke.
I mean, considering it's been up and down the court all night.
No.
Look, you guys have people in my Instagram live that want to pay me to get my feet done. I'm getting new subscribers to these feet.
Listen.
Jesus Christ.
Why didn't we think of
it? I don't even know if I have confidence in my feet like that. They're like, they're cute. But
I
like,
mean, and I got little
I don't know
nuggets.
If I'm just taking for a
my
twirl.
Feet are little nuggets. I got the one where my
you do. You
my
got
big
midget
toe,
feet.
I do have midget
you have
feet.
Always had it.
My big toe is the same length as the
see,
second,
yours,
third, fourth
and let me
one.
Just ask, are your feet like your big toe going down like they're all
they're yeah. definitely.
See, someone told me once, this guy, really, really weird, came up to me in the street downtown Orlando and was like, you have the perfect symmetrical, like the way they're going down, how it's just like left, right, left. I'm like, the fuck is he saying?
I don't.
But apparently most people's index toe
is a little bit longer.
So if they go in like
yeah,
an order,
well, I guess
like a,
I have midget feet,
like a xylophone. I don't
so
know.
Mine don't I'm really go like that.
I just Googled, by the way, like
oh
how common
God.
Is a foot
yes.
fetish?
Same nemesis.
She's literally on IG Live, and someone is just like, "I'll give it to you every month if you want." I'm like what?
Did you show your feet? Is that
yeah?
Us?
She showed it.
I don't know if it's your skin tone.
Well,
against
I'm about
that.
To start posting my damn feet because
no, you good.
No, but the thing is, like, I just literally it's gotten to the point where like I'll post a picture. I was at South by Southwest, and I was showing somebody like my lineup of clothes, right? I have my clothes lined up and I took the photo at an angle and I didn't even realize that like my
get the fuck
a part
out of, here,
of my
bro.
Toe was like feet was showing. Someone literally screenshotted my Insta snap and sent me the zoomed in version of just
bro.
My toe.
And he was like
yeah. Yes, he was like no, he posted the watermarks, the little thirst things, and I was like, it's real. Like everyone has a thing.
Oh, I thought she meant it's real, like my toe. Like
my toe is
real. Me. No acrylic. I ain't gonna lie, summertime I put the acrylic on the toe bee.
I know because you have to.
Fuck you.
So I clicked on like how common is a foot fetish just now, like trying to find it, and something randomly came up, how it feels to live with a foot fetish. I just want to read you this paragraph. This wasn't something I chose or wanted, I just had it. I still have it. It's written somewhere in my DNA. Maybe all the men in my family have feet fetish. Maybe that's how I found this porn at my grandfather's house.
Wait.
I don't know, but I bookmarked it.
Oh my God. Well, aside from this, because I'm not gonna lie, me and Weezy are not here for the fucking foot fetish, and I'm jealous that you're making a come up off
and
this shit.
And we're fucking nasty, so.
And we're disgusting.
The great thing about the foot
nasty,
fetish thing,
I just can't get with it.
Just like on a last note, like the guys that are into it, like I've never had to do anything sexual.
Right, because
like,
it's a
they
foot.
Didn't even want like naked photos.
I'm giving a foot job though.
Like they've wanted me very specific things. They're like, send me a video of you oiling up your feet. Send me a video of you lotioning your feet.
Bro.
Send me videos of you flexing your feet.
Maybe the lotions like come. Maybe that's why you need to differentiate.
And it's
the
really
oil
hard because sometimes like, you know, you don't want to let certain people in. There's sometimes your girls be like, oh, you get money for your feet? Let me get on. But bitch, you got bad feet. So you can't get
that's
on.
Right.
So I'm over here trying out. To video record myself.
You bitch.
I have
fuck you. I'm going to send you a picture of my feet, girl, because they cute. When they get done,
clearly we're gonna have to post our feet now. You realize
we're
that, right?
Totally gonna
we're gonna
post
have to
our
have
feet.
A fucking lineup. Like, guess whose feet?
Well, bitch, they all know I got the nuggets, so mine gonna be pointed out fast. You light skin, she dark skin. There ain't no guessing.
I would
again.
Love to measure one of your like your last toe and just
bro,
know if
stop.
It even is a.
I'm obsessed with this dude on my IG live right now. Like,
he's
I'm like,
super,
like
he's
about to
super
get
being a thought. Anyway, well. What I wanted to do outside of the foot fetish, I guess we're done with the kink of the week because I can't get with it. I'm not sucking toes. I don't know. Maybe if my feet are nice enough, I'll get paid for it. You know. But
well, I want to segue into something just real quick. I know we have a horrible decision to talk about, but
yes.
Just curious because you said guys pay you for the feet videos. What is the weirdest request that you ever gotten for a video?
Very good one.
Well, recently today, I was just asked if I could send someone a video of me peeing. So I don't know if you guys want to hear that.
Yep, I'm totally good.
Because we talked about golden showers and
might
I shared
be like a faucet.
Yeah, I shared my story about peeing on my friend. So
your friend?
Okay, long story. Anyways, hush. Okay, so what's the request? You got asked to pee on them or just show them a video of you?
So
peeing?
Basically, he sends me a video and he says, "Got any more of these for daddy?" So then I opened with a heart eyes. So then I open it and I realize it's a girl peeing. But I didn't even realize that I had sent him a video of me peeing before. So,
is this something that he asked for?
Yes. He must have asked for it before and I did it.
So,
and then
so question,
remember.
Did he ever... So,
I don't know how you didn't remember taking
this,
a video with him.
No, shit.
Damn
so
near in the toilet.
Weird,
but,
feet are
okay.
Weird. Okay, so is he asking to just see you pee, because I'm not gonna lie, that's how me and—
is it the stream?
No, me, it has to
so
be.
So I'm gonna let you look and the listeners can hear. Okay. Oh, so I'm gonna press the video that he sent. Oh, I gotta make it big. Hold on.
Oh, why do you have Wheezy die? Wait.
That's me. I wasn't even saved or waxed or anything. All that good piss. Look, wait, my more came
all
out.
That good piss. Wait. So wait. Did he just wanted to see you pee? Did he ask for you to pee on him? Do you deal with him? Like, do you see him?
He doesn't live here. When he does come, he comes up to New York, New Jersey, like once every 6-7 weeks. He has not asked me to pee on him yet.
He just but likes
I feel
to see
like
pee.
I feel
that's
like it's
definitely coming.
It's definitely
for
coming.
Sure coming. The guy who I ended up pissing on,
oh my God,
super wanted to see me pee before, but I was just like, I don't have my ready for me to record peeing, and I don't think,
and, the thing
and I'm not gonna lie, my vagina don't listen to,
dude,
like,
this
my,
is the best thing that's happened all week to me.
My story of peeing, my vagina wouldn't let me do it, so I had to run and sit over the toilet, pee, then hold it and go run to piss on him.
Yes.
Because it just was not working.
Yes.
So when I went to record me peeing, my pussy was like, bitch, I'm not pissing while you recording me.
So, can I just tell you what I'm thinking about? Like, my landing on the side of this desk. One of the women in my office, the very few people that know about my podcast, is like, so what are you guys going to talk about today?
You didn't know it was going to be this?
I never thought it would go this far.
We literally just had
the engineer
sound.
Looks distraught.
We literally just
dude,
had
I'm wiping the tears off my face.
We literally just had the sound of piss on horrible decisions. Jesus Christ. It has gotten real.
Honestly, like, I need my inhaler. Like, I'm trying to get
she's
my breath.
Pulling out the inhaler, guys. Wait,
what?
No, bro.
You
what
know,
is this?
This is so embarrassing. Everybody, oh.
I just, she pulled out the inhaler.
I can't
she
do
really,
it.
She really, she's
I get
asthmatic.
Wheezy, you know?
She's
and
asthmatic
like, this is
in
just,
real life.
This is one of
oh,
the best things.
Oh, that's why they call you Wheezy.
Ever.
Yes, yeah, that is where she got the name.
This is the best thing that's ever fucking happened.
Okay, so we're going to totally get off this because, Jesus Christ, this could be a whole episode. So, actually, to make this episode even more fucking raunchy, Jesus Christ, if we are not piling shit on these motherfuckers today.
I know.
So the horrible decision today that we have we see hates how I say whore, but the horrible decision that we're going to discuss today, and she's it's based off of me and Wheezy having done it and Ms. Gooding needing some advice. So today we are going to discuss pegging, which this has been an episode I was like, bro, Wheezy, we cannot fucking talk about this shit. I have followers who listen to me who will not want to hear about girls bedding. But you know what? At this point, it's a fucking wrap. So I guess we'll talk to you real quick because I'm curious as to how this guy came about asking you to, for you guys who do not know, real quick, pegging is the act of being fucked with a strap on. And in this case, the woman will have the strap on and the guy will be bent over on his back holding them legs up ready for anal penetration with
I mean you
a
know
dildo.
Or you can be on all fours. That's how I did it.
I like them on their back, but I like to see them holding their legs up, so that's just
you
a,
know
bitch because I'm nanny. So I look the engineer is thinking about it right now and he's like, what,
how
the
fuck did these bitches find this goddamn studio?
Disinfect the mics. Okay, so I'm curious as to how he asked you. How did this fucking come about?
So, just to be clear, the guy that wants to be pegged is also the guy that likes feet and wants to be
yeah, no
pissed
shit.
On.
No, oh, he's a fucking winner. You should marry him. Shit,
he's already married.
Oh shit!
To a former porn star.
Oh, Jesus. What more does he need? Oh, this just keeps getting better.
He needs her feet and her piss. I mean,
Jesus Christ. Okay, so how did it come about him asking you to be pegged
or
peg him?
The first time he didn't really ask. He said to me, how do I feel about anal?
And
I
and you thought
him
it
back.
Was yours.
Yeah, I texted him back and I was like, I've tried it before, but it really hurt. It just doesn't work. And plus, this is not a guy like, you know, I'm good with the feet thing and you sending me money. I'm not really trying to have sex with you.
Right, of
so
course.
I was just trying to shut it all the way down. I was like, yeah,
we're not having
no,
this
asshole too tight.
Right.
And his response was, how do you know I was talking about you?
Do you remember Broad City? That's what happened.
So I was just a little confused and I just stopped texting at
okay.
that point. So maybe
clearly you got back in his phone because here we are today talking about this.
So about a month and a half later, he sends me a video. He's a very visual person. Oh. So he sends me a video, you know, with this new iPhone update, when people send you links, shows you like a little screenshot with a little subject caption of
Yeah.
So I didn't even click on the video. All I see is black girl fucks white guy in ass.
And that's all he had to type. And that's all he wanted.
And I was like, oh my God.
Is he white?
Yes, he's half white, half Japanese.
We talk about this often because so Weezy now dates white guys mostly, and I actually date black guys. And
listen, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, shut up.
American, okay, I rarely date American white guys.
No, she likes guys with accents. Like, say an accent that one of your guys has.
You know, like this. I don't know what that is.
That's how her guys talk. So it's so funny because with me dating black guys, it is so hard because, bitch, I be wanting to play with a guy booty, but them, the black guys in their community, they're super not into it. Mm-hmm. And it's super like, man, I ain't with that gay shit. And it's,
they don't even want to get their ass licked.
Bitch, they are now. I think that's becoming a little bit more acceptable.
So that's the thing, that I think that licking, it's just like, this is okay. But because then like penetration has this association.
It's like you can lick and then you can like rub your thumb across
it. But
don't
stick no finger in or nothing. Okay, so he basically, back to the story. So he sent you a video basically of a white guy being pegged by a black girl.
Exactly. So okay. I started totally freaking out in
my head.
It's
just reparations, honestly. You thinking, should do it.
Exactly. I was like, wait.
Make it hurt.
If he sends me like $200-$300 for feet, what could I get for fucking him in the ass?
Right. Because technically it's not penetrating for you.
Exactly. I had to get over the fact of looking at this little white red asshole. Really is what it is.
Real quick. And you know I have a story about this. So I want to ask you, after I tell my story, if this was the same thing. So I recently matched with a white guy on Bumble. I sent it.
She was like, what is Bumble?
Bumble is a dating app, like Tinder.
It's Tinder, okay. But like a little more, you know, you got to put,
I'm not gonna lie.
You have to have the company you work for associated with it.
It's super like, yeah, up there. So I matched with this white guy, gorgeous. And I was like, okay, he looked like a movie star.
She was so proud of herself, by the way. This bitch sent it to me. It was like all caps. I just matched with a white guy. I was like, wow.
And I was so happy. I was like, girl, he liked me too. So anyways, so we started talking. And as we start talking, first it starts off like any other conversation when I'm talking to a white guy. Have you ever been with a white guy before? And I had to be honest with him. And I was like, no, I haven't. But I was like,
is your ass real? Did they ask that?
No, he didn't ask if my ass was real.
That's a black question.
That's a black question. So we start to going. So after he asked me this, I'm like, wait, have you ever been with a black girl? Or like, and I'm a thick black girl. I ain't them little skinny black girls that they be liking. So I asked him.
Like you.
Right.
That's
like
what she really
bitch.
Wanted to say. You and those fucking feet.
You're the skinny black girl that white guys like. Yeah, no, they don't want all this thickness. So I asked him and he said no. And the response after that kind of threw me off. He was like, no, I haven't. But I'm really into black BBW porn. So I was just like, oh,
what a backhanded slap in the face.
So at first I was just like, oh, I'm a fetish for you now, my nigga. You probably watch this and don't tell anyone, da 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 da. So I tell Weezy, I'm like, bro, this is the problem. This is why I can't date white guys. I'm a fucking fetish for them. I don't want to be their first thick bitch that they just want to conquer. No. So I'm like, I'm totally going to stop
this
talking.
This bitch and her morals.
Listen, no. So then it gets real. So then we add each other on Snap. And when we get to Snap, that's where it gets a little crazy. So he starts telling me he wants to be kind of humiliated. And
I love
like,
that people say things on disappearing apps.
He was super into it. So he started saying, he was like, have you ever humiliated someone? That's what I'm into. But then he got to the point where this whole story comes into play with there. He's like, I want you to fuck me with a black dildo that's bigger than mine and tell me how I'm unworthy of fucking your black pussy and how you prefer BBC over my white dick because I know it's not big enough for you.
Yes, BBC over that white dick.
He literally, and I was like, and I had to, I think I asked you or I asked Chris, and I was like, this is the race car. Like,
I fucking
literally
hate
wanted
when people
to be,
say BBC.
He totally said BBC. He's white. He was definitely, I'm sure, saying cock too. Like, we don't say cock, but he was definitely.
Because you fuck with white guys.
Right, because you fuck with white guys now is why you say cock. And so I kind of just felt weird. I'm not going to lie. I am super into the pegging, but I was just like, to fuck you with a black cock that's bigger than your cock. And
oh
then
my God,
for
I feel
you to bring up the fact
it.
That I'm a black girl fucking your white ass. It was just too much for me. I was
that
like,
sounds intense.
Mentally,
like
I don't think
Oreo.
I can do
I don't
want
to be in the part of.
So are you going to, so you said mind you, we talked about it. I've fucked a guy with a strap on before, and so has Weezy. So when he asked this to you, what were your feelings and were you okay? Like, have you, you've never fucked a guy with a strap
I've
before?
I've never what fucked a guy fingers? With a strap on.
Fingers?
No.
Really?
I've done the rubbing. Like, I've done the.
She's do you want to put the finger the in there? Are you scared?
Bitch, these niggas will kick the entire
I've been
shit
tempted,
out of you.
But the thing is, I'm not going to lie. Like, I grew up, you know, I can get on my very Caucasian. I grew up in the suburbs. But I just
your
have
nails
an
are
affinity.
White and so is your head wrap.
Yes. I'm like, I have an affinity for street dudes. So, like,
oh, yeah,
you
bitch,
know,
they will kill
I'm
you.
I'm scared that I'm going to get shot. If I slip my finger up in someone's ass, like,
that's the, it's
I'm
definitely
going to walk out with a black eye because my dude now, you know, I've been doing a little licky looky down there. And sometimes when I do the little finger,
he jumps.
Tightens up. Like, he like, start looking at me no like, tighten up, shake, tighten up.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. The first finger that I ever had in a dude's ass was the one of the biggest drug deals in Florida.
Oh, like, the first. Well, here we go. This, the first guy who I stuck a finger in the ass is the one who I keep going back to. But he was a ball player.
See, and that's why I'm just like, I'm just scared to get hit. That, I think that's the whole
well,
thing.
See, and this
maybe
is
I'll try it with a white guy first or
well, no.
Someone that's so, a little less,
and,
you know, more
so,
passive.
Nope, more passive.
I can take him.
So this is the thing that I say about this. And for any of our listeners listening, whether it's a guy or a female, because I had a couple guys who after I brought it up again on Instagram and I brought it up on Snapchat, I had a guy who's into it. And he was just like, how do you even bring that conversation up? And so I think it's important either way to make sure this conversation is brought up, whether it's through text message or Snap, if you don't feel comfortable bringing it up and you think you're going to get exposed. But I think it's just something that has to be discussed prior to getting in bed. You don't just pull a strap out of your fucking bag and say, hey, want to try this? No, you don't. You don't fucking do that. But it's something
like
that has to be, it has to be talked about. And so I'm not going to lie. This is my trick to everyone. If you guys want to take my tips.
Yeah.
So
I'm interested too.
Yeah, bitch. What I do,
lover boy, listen up.
Listen, well, especially because I deal with black guys and they're super, I know how far I can push a guy. So we have the sex conversation and it goes to the fucking 21 questions of sex. So this is what I do. I say, hey, put a check mark, you know, the emojis. I say, put a check if you've done it, if you haven't done, or I say, put an X. If you ain't
I believe
done it,
you.
I
like
do.
100%.
Oh, dude, I'll show you the fucking reel. And so it's totally like, I'll start easy. Like, do you spit in mouths?
I love that you said that's easy. Kudos to you.
No, spitting in mouth?
Oh, totally level one, I believe.
Is,
but
is that not level
other
one?
Other people
I
are going to be like,
yeah,
whoa.
No.
I know
well,
the
no.
read said well, it was ridiculously disgusting.
No. So I'll say, do you spit in mouths? Okay. Then I might go to anal. Well, that's actually jumping the gun. But normally, I go through all the list of doggy style, fucking riding, fucking, you know, have you had a threesome? Two girls, two guys, you know.
Did your balls touch?
Sneak the guy talking.
Did you like it?
So then you get to the anal part. So then you go to, have you done anal? And if they've had anal sex with a girl, you're like, okay, we're getting there. So then you're like, so, what about you? What about me?
Tossing
so
salad?
I'd be like, you lick ass. He'll probably say yes at that point. Then you say, have you gotten your ass licked? At this point in 2017, 9 times out of 10, yeah, they like getting their ass licked. Because
right.
I'm not going to lie, you start with the balls, you get a little finger down it, they like it, their legs start going up. You just know they
it's
want
like you
to go blowing.
Like you start Central
exactly.
Florida and then you go north. And
exactly.
And you just travel up and it's just like, oh, wow, my compass and me are down here and now. So
honestly, have you guys, I'm assuming, have all watched Sex and the City?
Wait, was this a conversation on Sex in the City?
Oh, when you mean Miranda was like, and you love it when I put my finger in your ass?
No. The first, the guy that wanted his ass eaten, and she was he was messing with Miranda, and she didn't know what he was doing.
She
but
was giving
once,
him
like,
a massage.
She kept trying to, like, toot his ass up every time. So, like, I'm not going to say I ate ass for the first time, but the
what
guy
was it,
that
the
I'm messing around with now, he was the first guy that allowed me to do his eat his ass on the regular, right?
Oh, no.
I tried it with one guy, and he let me do it, and he was like, nah, I can't do
like,
that.
Like, no. We're not just going to always have dessert, okay?
No,
this is a special occasion.
It's definitely special occasions but, with a special person.
Yes.
I ain't just out here licking ass.
But yeah, I'm definitely not out here licking ass.
No, I'm not, bitch.
You love to talk about eating ass.
I'm not going to lie, because, bitch, once I know I can lick it, I'll be trying to get the finger in there.
Have you ever had anyone tell you in the middle, by the way, of eating ass, or like right when you put your finger, have you ever had anyone say no, like stop you? Because
I never have had anyone make me stop. I've had a guy, apparently I was the first, and I was like, you know, I licked your ass, right? And he was like, I felt you down there, but it felt good, but I was questioning myself, but I wasn't going to tell you to stop.
Because my manhood, all of this 7'5
all
with
the
me.
Fucking manhood. So, okay, back to after I'm asking them if they've had their ass licked. They're like, yeah, man. So then I sneak in. What about a finger? When you say, what about a finger? Depending on their response, you know how much further you can go. And then
that's true.
What you always have to ask too is, okay, if you've never had it done, would you consider it? I promise. And then I be putting out the disclaimers. I'm really gentle. I promise I won't hurt. I know how to do it. I'm an expert over here. So if you're gonna have anyone do it, maybe you should have me do it. And then we can go from there.
Can I just tell your own story about your own sex real quick? Because this is one of you've told me so many great stories, but this is one of my favorites.
Oh wait, I don't even know what she's about to say, guys.
So Mandy was about to talk to this dude, and I guess he was just a little too weak for you or whack. And you were like, you know what? You one of the only niggas on my phone that ain't talking about shit. And he was like, what do you want me to do? What do I have to do? She said, either I can fuck you in the ass or I'm done.
So, no, literally, this guy was in my phone going so hard, like sending me dick pics, body pics, all this shit. And I'm just like, okay, you don't fit in any of my four categories. I wouldn't cuff you. I don't care to make a friend right now. I think you're broke, so you can't be a zaddy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to make you a body because he didn't live here. He lived in D.C. So he was just going super, well, I'll come up to New York. And he clearly just wanted to fuck me, talking about how he'll bend me over, eat my pussy, all this shit. And I was just like, I'm like, all guys will do that. So I'm like, all guys
have
offer their tongue.
Have you seen my Instagram?
Like, nigga, do you know what I get offered? So I was like, the only way I'll fuck you is if you bend over for me and let me fuck you with a strap on. He's like, man, I ain't with that shit. Is that really don't? So then he stopped talking. Then he came back and was like, you was serious about that ass, huh? I said, I sure the fuck was. So why are you back in my phone? If you're not going to bend over for me, we can't have fun and I don't know what the fuck we're talking for. And so that's the story that she decided to tell.
You know, this is the most I've been quiet on this show. I am just taking it all in. You played a video pissing in a toilet, and it just really doesn't get better.
But do you know what's so crazy about the pissing thing? I pissed in the toilet for him, and I thought it was really weird. But
you did it.
But just this January, I'm not going to lie, I peed on a guy about 3 times. My vagina definitely was not the same guy. It's a totally different guy. I found this guy just like freaky for no reason. Yes.
I just feel like I need to know this for myself. Yes.
Go ahead and share the story with our listeners.
Yes, he was black.
Come on.
I told you, dog, black guys are getting freaky.
He was
black.
And he wasn't even a black guy from the suburbs. He's a black guy from the hood.
Our sound guy is looking like these
bitches
lying.
He's a black guy from the hood. No.
I'm telling you now. They
and he
gonna
tells
tell
me,
they
hold,
gonna
on,
tell
hold, on, hold on, hold on. How long have you been with your wife?
We're going to ask our sound guy, guys.
How long have we been together? Like
yeah.
8 years.
Okay, 8 years. And if you come home tonight and you talk about these crazy bitches on horrible decisions, you'd be
and
like,
she say, you know what? I've always wanted to piss on you. What is your...
I'm going to be honest. I feel like you wouldn't say no.
This is your wife.
He wouldn't say no. He would say, avoid my mouth.
Fucking you going in. What else can you do?
You've literally been shit on and probably pissed on by one of them.
Wait, you don't even get head from your wife? We're not going to do that. God damn it. Okay, well, speaking of shit, you're married. That's what our vanilla shit topic is about this weekend. We really need to get some, like, sound bites in this.
I know,
bitch.
A lot of podcasts have them. We're fucking lagging, bro. But we're the ones who suck dicks. I feel like that's we have that one up on
Somebody
us.
Said on my IG Live, only way you peeing on me if I get stung by a jellyfish.
Wait,
he would let me pee on him.
I know he would. Wait,
like why you had to say that? Like
a jellyfish beach.
I guess there's something in our urine.
First off, the first time I thought it was weird, like because the guy, like I peed on him 3 times, like in one day, like we were hanging out with each other.
Wait, where were you peeing on him in the shower? Like
one time was in the shower, like because I had to like pee. I was like I had to go to the toilet first, and then I had to pee. Like I was like I had to get my body feeling like it has to pee. He's like, all right, I'm gonna get ready. And I was like, okay, ready.
You have to
and
get ready.
And then he went into the shower.
I told you.
And he lay down in the tub.
That's
so
how
one
I peed
time
on my
he
guy.
Wanted me to pee like on his face, though, like
I
touch
told
his
you,
mouth.
On the chest
and
where it goes
another time, he wanted me to pee on his chest, so it would go like down here.
It's literally a fetish,
I'm not
going to
lie. Like by the third time, I was so like drunk because we started like sipping. I was like, damn, I got
to
get champagne.
You know why
he's
he was giving you? Know why
he enjoyed doing it?
You know why he was giving you that liquor, right?
What did you get out of it? I knew I was enjoying it when I had to pee. At one point, I'm peeing on the toilet, and I allowed him to pee on me. Woo! Not on my face.
You know what? This is the only episode we're done.
Not on my face, but I was on the toilet and I like scooched back and I let him pee. Right here. Like I just let him pee.
You let him piss on your vagina.
Sharing the toilet.
I was peeing.
I feel like that's just drunk.
That's super I'm drunk. I don't give a fuck. No one's ever knowing, but now they all know.
I actually have been peed on in the shower, but I thought it was this fun thing. Like,
I didn't know he was
like peeing squirting on me. And then he's like, okay, now I pretty much marked my territory. Like some shit like that. You know, white people are weird. WPS, bro.
Super WPS. Okay, well, we're going to get to the next topic, guys. And so vanilla shit, I'll let you know and our new listeners know. Vanilla shit is kind of like a current topic that we like to do to kind of mix in a current topic. Not really. Mm-hmm. But we still like to relay it somehow back to horrible decisions. So the topic this week is actually going to be on Carmelo Anthony and Lala. If you guys don't know or haven't heard, they're possibly going through a divorce. They're definitely separated at the moment.
It gotta be because like all her new Instagram pics are like
slamming. Yes. Bitch, that's I'm done with a fuck nigga picture. So yeah. Anyways, apparently what happened is he got another woman pregnant. And I think this is crazy to share because I don't know who knows anything about the industry. I've heard that Lala actually does deal with women. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they're into the whole Tiny and T.I. thing where they actually have threesomes.
I heard that she deals with a lot.
Really? Me too. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, but it's been known. I'm torn with the Lala thing. I'm torn with the Lala thing because I kind of feel like he saved her. And
from what?
Girl, you don't know what she was a VJ on MTV. You know how much those people pay? Nothing.
Nothing.
She was a host. That's why. No, but they don't pay no money.
But yeah, like saved me from what? Like I couldn't take care of myself.
No, girl.
No.
This girl was. This girl was.
See,
this girl
wouldn't know how that credit.
I don't know. Maybe because like I
don't think bartenders get saved either. You could live like just because an hour and just.
Oh no, bitch.
If I went from Steve Madden to Giuseppe, who cares? That's not saving me. You didn't save me.
No, that's not what I'm saying. When I'm saying get saved, these girls, they want to be able to take that money that because they twerking like the strippers, these bartenders.
They're
trying to take that money that they making behind the bar. They don't want to spend their own money on bags. They don't want to spend their own money
but
on apartments.
Is it a safe?
Yes, it's a safe. Some dudes, they will straight pay for you and they'll be like, I don't want my girl to work here no more.
So what
now, you don't want from the strip club to not do anything.
But it's funny. What I think is funny though,
Lala was barely getting a check for you to come and VJ for $250 a week. That could barely pay for them broke down outfits that she was wearing.
Not hosting TRL or am I making that
no,
up?
No, that's Carson Daly.
No, but what wasn't she doing something?
Spring Break with MTV.
She was hosting shit.
But girl, my clients will do stand-ins for BET now and they only pay them $500 and they
gotta
wait 7 months for the check to come. Yeah.
I want Wikipedia to bitch.
That's fine. The same as like Love and Hip Hop stuff. They don't get paid a lot for being on TV.
Entertainment pays the least money out of any industry and they make you think that you're getting so much.
You're just getting exposure. So this is the part that I think is funny. So I don't know.
Give her
guys
a little more credit right
okay,
now.
Bitch, I love okay.
She was using that platform in order to fuck these rappers.
It's fine. You and I would
wait. What?
Listen, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought
it doesn't matter.
That she's not with him. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I would totally eat her pussy.
They've been
Lala
together
could
so
get
long.
It.
She
bro.
Can get
Lala
it.
Lala could get it.
She can get it.
Lala, if you listening, bitch, I will eat the fuck out of that. Okay, let me stop.
And you can fart on her face.
Bitch, no, I got farted on my face eating fucking pussy.
I know.
I didn't fart on no one's face. Lala, you could fart on my face too. I don't care. But it's funny. What I wanted to bring up is that. The girl who they said originally got pregnant by him, they were talking about her like she's this stripper, da da da. Apparently his PR came and swooped in and was like, no, she's actually a social worker, has her master's. Like, that makes it any better. We talk about this all the time. Whether you have a job or you're a stripper, ho shit is ho shit. It doesn't matter. She knew he was married. So this is the conversation that I kind of wanted to bring in because I've mentioned on this show a couple times and I want to talk more about the other girl, not Lala, not Mello, but this other girl.
Mm-hmm.
This other girl knew that Carmelo Anthony was married.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's in the blogs that she was actually flying herself here to New York to be with Mello, which is fucking stupid. She's an idiot.
I will never understand those kind of girls.
Because
what, now all of a sudden you have morals?
Okay.
Like, oh, he's married, but I'm going to fly myself there.
I'm
going to
fly myself there.
Bitch,
make me look better.
She was coming to New York to fuck him. Where does she live?
To see him. She lives in Chicago.
So she's basically paying for sex. So she's flying herself here.
And so this is the thing to me. So, of course, Carmelo Anthony's being looked at as this horrible person. How dare you step out on your marriage?
Yeah.
He's an athlete. I don't see how it's not expected. And of course, rumors have come out before about him. So what do you guys think about the girl who knowingly put herself in the situation to deal with Carmelo Anthony knowing that he was married. Weezy, I want to start with Weezy because, Weezy, you've definitely made it clear of your dislike for me, who I do engage with relations with married men.
No judgment, though.
What is your... I mean, why don't you go as far as to deal with married men?
So my only real serious live-in boyfriend,
right?
When I first met him, lied to me. I had no clue that he was married.
Right.
And I blame all of my shitty relationships and karma. I'm a big believer in karma. Like, I blame it for that, because once I found out he was married 4 months in, I was like, okay, well, I'm in love with him, right?
Right.
And he did get divorced.
Right.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, it's just, it came with so much baggage. And it's like, I don't know what you're looking, I don't know what you can want to gain from this. I understand what you're saying. Like, you're like, whatever, I have dudes pay my bills, they marry, cool. But for me, it's just something that I don't want
to
intrude in.
It's also just something funny to me. And I say this all the time when karma specifically gets brought up. I bring this up because America and American culture put so much emphasis on monogamy. And in so many other countries around the world, it is completely fine for a man to have multiple wives, right, multiple right. women, multiple. So it's
don't
the
get
karma.
Me wrong.
So
I've been with men that have had open relationships, especially since I've been to New York. I've been on dates with guys that have open
right,
relationships.
Right, right.
Like, but it has to be open. That's the thing. It's not.
This
but
is,
I'm assuming,
married,
but yeah.
is
I'm
like,
assuming
like cheating
that,
is
that
not
Carmelo and Lala aren't.
Right.
Because I feel like people in open relationships, and we'll get into this on our next episode because I really want to talk about it. Because
right.
Yeah. But I went on a date with a guy. And his wife and him were texting. Wife is gorgeous. And she was like, oh, send me a picture, blah, blah, blah. And they were texting. And he was telling me to my face, like, I'm so in love with her. Like, she's so fucking amazing. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I know for a fact that they are super condom conscious. And I think that
right.
when you are in an open relationship,
you
set such
be.
Strict boundaries
Absolutely.
That you wouldn't step
Which
outside
of those. Which is probably why Lala may have allowed maybe other women to come in, but the fact that he made a whole nother baby is like, you done broke the goddamn rules because you clearly
exactly.
fucking this bitch wrong.
Do you think they had an open relationship? Do you think they're like
oh,
Will
no,
and Jada?
They probably had threesomes for sure. Like, I would say more like Tiny and T.I.
See, but I don't think threesomes
even,
mean that you
well,
can invite yours.
Well, look, even like Tiny and T.I., there's been so many times where there's been rift because Tiny, and I know for facts because I have friends who have joined in with Tiny and T.I., and a lot of them say it was mostly for Tiny. However, T.I. would go to the extent where he would see these women outside of being with the two of them,
right.
which is what caused so
the
much
problem.
That's
a hill.
Problems.
No,
because
it
it's like, I'm bringing other bitches into the room. Why you got to see them away from me? Like,
right.
this is what we do. Let us be us. And I'm bringing, allowing you with other women. And I actually also wanted to bring this conversation up as well, because me and Weezy were talking the other day about Loverboy.
Oh, yeah.
And so Loverboy currently is in another country.
Oh, my God. No, we got to save this.
Why? This. No, because this goes with this.
Okay.
And so me and her were talking, and she allowed him to go on a date with another girl. And I was like, she's like, bro, he told me, you know, to have fun as long as I tell him. And the same with her. And so to me, you're opening up that door.
I mean,
no.
Listen. Like, I'm a realist.
I couldn't
like
do
I said,
it.
Right.
I don't believe
you
in.
You couldn't do it.
I don't believe in. It's bullshit. What are you going to do? Lie to me and tell me you went to sleep? Like, you're fucking 10 hours ahead anyway. Sure you didn't. You fucking ate
the pussy.
Because
the thing is, like, I don't know. Maybe because, like, I'm like, when I'm going to scare the shit out of my man. Like, and like the dude that I'm with now, I tell people like this. I don't want to say like we have threesomes because I don't want to say that we always like mix and mingle the girls. Like sometimes like, you know, we have those random drunk nights and I'm like, oh, that girl's hot. Yeah, I agree. We could take her home. But we basically have like a little family. That's what I call it. We have one girl
that, sounds
that I
like
know that he
family?
Used,
have you listened
that he
to,
used
this
to
podcast
mess with once. But this is prior okay. to me listening. But like one girl, he told me he used to mess with her. I checked her out. She didn't look better than me. So I'm never really worried if they don't look better than me.
Really?
Really? See,
like,
that's a good
these,
thing.
These are like
this
factors.
These are different
factors.
I don't like them.
And she's completely different. She's
I need
like,
the
bro,
girls
I don't...
to not look. Well, the thing is, if I'm getting it, like if my man's going to pick her, she needs to not look better than me. If I pick a bitch, that bitch going to be a bad bitch.
Okay.
But I'm going to be the only tie. You feel me?
And how
See,
do you
so
feel
he, I like him. I don't want him, no ugly bitches around
no.
him.
This was a girl that he had already messed with. Prior to us even
okay.
messing around. So
okay.
I knew they already have fucked. So it's
right.
like, what
so
am I going to do?
See, actually, then, let me tell you, that's something I cannot do 100%.
Bring old flings
you cannot,
in?
I cannot have you talk about her with like without me. Like, I cannot have you just bring some girl that has this extra baggage. I don't know who.
See,
like,
but the thing is,
I don't know what y'all's relationship
crazy
was.
Thing
I don't
was,
know what she feels about
after
you.
The
no,
first
I get
time
that.
We
I get
had
that.
A threesome with her. He started being so much more into me. Like at the time, like we'd
yeah,
only see each other only
like
once or twice a week. He's wanting to fuck me every day without her. Like he's just so turned on. He liked fucking her because he could fuck her in the ass because Maybe she didn't do her Kegels. I don't know. She had a couple kids.
Oh,
you know,
see, look how the shady
not,
comes.
The pussy's not as tight.
We have our own little family, but you know, she doesn't do Kegels and right. she met Jake, right. you and me.
You know, shit. Y'all ain't gonna be a family if she hear this shit.
Look, she already be stressed. Let me see her name come across
the phone. She's getting fucking emancipated. See, that's why I couldn't do it. She's like, emancipate me from this shit. Get me the fuck out of here.
I run into her at the clubs and I'm FaceTiming her because sometimes she works like the door closed.
You ain't
one
shit.
Time I was on FaceTime with him and I was like, I knew that he had just been like curving her. I'm like,
oh my God. See what comes? That's why
that's
you don't take the girl.
That's what
but
saying,
I'm in the better position. I'm like, this is not a guy I'm feeling like building a
bitch,
a,
fuck better position. You have to be in the only if you're going to feel like, for me, I have to know.
Even with threesomes, we talked about this on the show as well. Weezy will not go into a threesome. She has to be the director, the producer, the fucking the star of the movie. And then she's like,
I choose
okay,
outfits.
We going to bring a bitch. Yeah, oh, she matches with the bitches that she brings in bed. Jesus Christ. They have like the same lingerie and everything on. But she runs the show. And we talked about this. She will not.
But you have to, if you ever have, because I have a lot of insecurities, right? So like, I think that in order to not feel that way or to like be questioning or be,
you got
to
feel
controlled.
You got to feel control.
You have to be in control. And when you
have totally agree.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with her.
Well, I just fuck all my friends. So there's really no one in control. None of us are in a relationship.
We've never even made out. And I'm
not
about that.
No, me and Weezy have not. And
you're a fucking whore.
I'm getting so many.
And I think that's the only thing that stops
me. I get so many questions about this. And to all of my guys in my phone asking me, fuck you, by the way. to anyone listening, because I've been getting this question. I don't know if you've been getting this question, but so many of my followers have asked, you and Weezy be fucking? Because I'd be going over her house after. I'd be like,
that's what everyone thinks about me and Erica Mena. Because she calls me daddy and we cuddle together. My business partner, he'll FaceTime
me when I'm
in LA.
I'm not cuddling with Erica Mena and not rubbing on some titties.
Yeah, you know.
Bitch,
that's
she
why when
fine.
I go see her, I have to always have my hair long because she's obsessed with my hair short.
Y'all don't
and she'll
fuck.
Be like,
you
bitch,
lying, bitch. Y'all
if,
fuck.
No, we've
fuck.
Never.
She
we've
wants
never
my hair long, so I make sure it's
no,
weaved
no,
up.
No, she likes my hair short.
With a business partner.
She likes my hair short.
Okay, yeah, no.
So I keep it weaved up when I'm with her so she doesn't take the cootie cat.
Oh.
But my business partner is convinced that me and her be fucking. He's like, she be all on you. Like,
and
she called me today spazzing.
From
I
Love
and
Hip Hop, we know she definitely deals with girls.
Oh, no, she definitely takes bitches down.
Yeah, we're going to have Erica, if you're listening, we're going to have you on the show next.
Erica's my J-Lo, so.
Yeah.
Every time she cusses someone out on TV and everybody's like, she's such a bitch. I'm like, yeah, she is.
Yeah. Yes, bitch.
Oh my God. It is so great. And like, I don't
and
know.
And she's returning to TV soon.
Oh, that's great. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, she makes for great TV. Absolutely.
Yeah, she does.
Absolutely. So what we like to do to wrap up the show is say something nice.
Let's say something nice
so
about
So we're going to say something
you.
Nice about you. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely hate feet. And the best thing that I could possibly say about you right now is your feet look suckable.
And then you came and said, I don't know. I didn't get a pedicure. I got to get them new.
Bitch, and they are nice. So on top of the fact that your breasts have been in our face the entire show, I will say that your fucking feet are really amazing. And we are going to have to get a video or a picture of that so we can show our listeners.
Her feet, yeah.
I couldn't even do like a whole little video for you guys.
We would love that.
No,
absolutely.
I can oil
no.
them up for 30
I'm down.
Seconds.
I'm down. Put some shoes on.
She was dead ass. She would look me right in the eye too. When I was
like,
I got scared. I was like, oh. Let me think something nice. Oh, okay. I've been running into a few female entrepreneurs and they're cunts lately.
They are.
So
they are,
I just want to say, very humble, I had to ask you what you do, and that's a very different thing.
Yeah.
Because people be like, I am my own. Like, okay, what's your name?
Yeah, yeah. So
bitch,
yeah,
I asked
say
you
that.
Where's the train? Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't need to know that you own a firm.
And, yeah, and I'm definitely she's actually one of the people that I met when I first moved up here. You were with Kaylin a lot. Kaylin Garcia.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
She was asking how we met. I was like, I don't know. It's a Twitter.
And I think it was through. So if you guys, Kaylin Garcia from
Love and
Hip
Hop.
She was a dear friend of mine when I lived in Miami. And so I don't know if you were working with her or what you were doing, but
we were
ran
doing some stuff together.
And
yeah.
So we had followed
were
each
you?
Other.
Stuff?
No. But me and her had followed each other on social media. And I happened to run across her with Kaylin and met her. And she was this nice person. And again, when you do meet women who have their own businesses or who are
or
entrepreneurs,
in the industry,
they're fucking notes
I'll be
up
like
in the
stalking
air,
her. Like, I'll be like, oh, you're in Miami. I'm in Miami too. What's your number? Every like 5 months, her number would change. So I'm like, what
I
the
know
fuck?
My number is always
you know
changing.
You know why it does? Because Mandy, who is over here, like, I got a daddy in a bag. I'll be cuffing him. I got a body. She's emotional ass. ass hoe. This bitch will cry and be like, I'm done, I'm done, I'm changing my number. Like,
and so I literally changed my number to get rid of guys. And then it's like, then they hit me on Skype, my email, and everywhere. And all they the same motherfuckers get right back in my phone.
They know where
so
to find
all my
you.
Friends are like, bitch, who are you running from? Shit.
The D.
The D, bitch.
Thank you for coming, though. It has been great to look at you. Thank you so very much. You're just super chocolatey, and your tits are great, and like your feet. And
amazing. So, guys, I thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Horrible Decisions. This is your girl, Mandy B. You can always catch me on Twitter or Instagram at Full Court Pumps. And where the fuck can they find you at, Weezy?
Just Instagram. WEEZYWTF.
And thank you guys. Holler.
I have an ad for the next one.
All right.